previously on City of Glass.
What the hell do you want with me?
We'll get to that. What I've just learned confirms my earlier suspicions. You all recall the friendly man you traveled with briefly, yes?
Of course.
To put it simply, I would like you to kill him and take that ribbon.
Straightforward.
He has to die.
Who exactly am I?
Now that is a question with many, many answers. Now, all right, Booker, this is a void glass. Chris, you're going to want to be very careful with this thing. It doesn't get more pure than this. You've seen it too, haven't you?
I have seen a great many things. I believe you will have to be more specific.
The theater. Now, listen, buddy, they're just going to send you down the esophageum, and you're just going to have to make do.
I suppose it seems simple enough.
There was a guy who came here, real friendly fellow.
That's an interesting choice friendly. Of words. How friendly?
Hey. It's funny, actually. His name, it was literally friendly. Friendly man.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that weird? Lodged in the wall of the stone, there is an oil painting.
Oh, let's get to it. You want to go first?
Yeah, Ledger didn't even respond to that comment. He just steps through.
Oh, okay.
Halo and Booker disappear. You seem to be backstage at a theater, picking through the curtains at stage left. The friendly man runs his fingernails up and down the silken ribbon around his neck. It won't be long now.
Checker Graham, have you seen Checker Graham?
I close my eyes, and I put the key in the lock.
Inside, you see a town. The center of it is a building which feels out of time. An intricate cathedral. And Bailey, you almost immediately realize you've seen this cathedral before. There was a scale model of it built on the stage where you saw your doppelgangers performing beneath the wandering sea. Everyone here, whether they're with you or not, you see this town momentarily. Bailey, you know that in that cathedral, Checker Graham is waiting for you.
I think Ledger looks to his companions before we go down the hole. Do you ever get the feeling that we're just trapped and running on rails and it doesn't matter what we do?
I feel like we're about to get where we needed to go.
I'm going down.
Not before me.
As you climb down the hole, you see a silhouette above you, and then the rope is cut, and you begin to fall down. You fall down into the darkness of the well, the silhouette of the painter receding away from you as quickly as a dream. Your fall seems endless, pitch black, pungent, and warm. You might call out, but your companions, if they are indeed still here, do not respond. You might reach around in the plummeting darkness of this narrow pit, but there are no bodies to touch, only the saliva-drenched teeth surrounding the walls of the well. They pass you by so quickly that even the briefest touch shears off your skin like 1,000 little scalpels. Whoever you are alone. Not even the rope you had been clinging onto seems to be here anymore. You might look to your own talents, your various magic means or deathly companions, only to find that these two are absent. You have found yourself in some in-between so profound as to separate you from the very forces you were entwined with. You might then look at your equipment and find that no match can be lit here, no gunpowder sparked to life. You might hurl an empty bottle out into the dark and find that somehow, impossibly, it vanishes. It simply does not make contact with the walls around you. To some, this may be a horrible surprise. To others, just another terrible anomaly in the City of Glass. But nevertheless, you continue to fall. It is hard to tell if you sleep. Certainly, it feels like enough time has passed that you may need to rest. You think you remember eating something during the fall, but it's hard to say. With your efforts thwarted, and your senses seemingly dulled, you arrive at a certain inevitable conclusion. Either you will fall forever, or you won't. And if you do stop falling, you will die when you hit the ground. Or you won't. And perhaps unsurprisingly, you do stop falling eventually. A sudden burst of light and then a stop, and then a return to a more familiar darkness, which you will later identify as unconsciousness. And then, after this small sleep, you awaken. You are all in a pile of melted corpses, sprawled out. The corpse pile is perhaps 6 feet tall and 10 feet wide, a mound of mostly intact cadavers which seem to be fused together. Cloth, metal, flesh, and glass indiscriminately liquefy and adhere the bodies as one. Sprinkled over the top, like a porcelain snow, are countless teeth. As you each separately get to your feet, there is a distinct sticky peeling sensation, parts of your clothing and exposed skin ever so slightly tearing as you start up from the corpses. As you get your bearings, you realize the mound is only the beginning of the corpses here. In fact, the ground itself seems to be made of these bodies, a pitted, tacky mass which you sink ever so slightly into. The flesh floor extends as far as you can see, which is to say about 20 feet, before a pink fog blocks your vision entirely. The stench here is strange, halfway between boiled meat and some harsh industrial chemical you might smell in the demon cities. And it is now, as you have taken in your surroundings, that you notice an additional concern. There are only three of you here. Halo is missing. What do you do?
I think the first thing Ledger does is look over his shoulder to see if his death has returned to him.
She is here, but she is indistinct. It's like, it's like she's faded. Not like fading actively, but she has faded somewhat, and she's more distant than she's ever been.
That's bad. I think Ledger, this probably more than anything else, makes Ledger start to panic a little bit. But I think he's going to immediately scramble down on the ground and see if he can find Halo amid the fused corpses, or if even anything recognizable about the corpses can be seen, or if they're just indistinct meat.
What are the rest of you doing?
Booker looks at himself. Does he look repped up from the fall?
Besides the parts of you that have slightly melted into the ground, you look mostly fine.
That sucks.
Thank God.
He's not having a good time. He's looking around panicked. Where's the fourth companion?
Yeah, I walk off the mound of corpses down below and kind of look around in my surroundings.
Okay. Booker, I think first I'll talk to you, which is that as you look around, you recognize a piece of stark gray cloth on the ground. Last you saw it was when it was wrapped around a void glass dagger you were supposed to use to kill the friendly man. And near it is a set of footsteps leading out into the fog. And Ledger, roll me. There's not going to be any consequences to this roll. Well, that's not true. Maybe there will be. if you really want to get into these corpses, I would need a roll. I discern most likely.
Sure. Would this be cursed or desolate?
Yes. This is cursed desolate, so you can use your desolate domain.
Okay, I have both now. I do have curse now, but I don't have discern. So let's see. Let's see what happens.
But I would hear, since the hard part about going through these corpses is actually like they are slightly melting you as you ruffle through them, I would take an endure as well.
Okay, sure. Interested. Yeah, I will endure desolate.
All right, normal stakes.
Yeah, normal stakes, no extra dice. Let's see what the fuck is up. Oh, success. Nine. Take no stress.
Success. Okay, you take no stress. You go through this pile of bodies. They're all like in pretty bad shape, but eventually you come across something, which is, let me look at something real quick. It is a bottle, a glass bottle, still amazingly intact. Its label is like barely recognizable, but you read. you called it, buddy.
Oh fuck, yes.
Is that Peepaw's drinking mold is what it says.
Oh my god.
And you realize the scrap of cloth that you are move aside is actually your own jacket.
Is there anything in the bottle? Or is it like smashed?
No, that you know what? There's a swig left in here.
I think Ledger's going to uncork the bottle and smell it, and if it doesn't smell like obviously rancid poison, he's going to drink it.
Now, the drinking mold's got good shelf life. Oh, goes down good. Smooth and musty.
Ew.
Mm-mm.
I think he stands up, and he like runs his fingers through his hair and knocks his top hat off onto the ground, and then he kind of looks at Bailey and Booker with a look of complete non-comprehension. And then I think he's going to go. So do I also see things identifiable as Bailey and Booker in this pile?
Now that you know what to look for, absolutely. A lot of it is misshapen, but you see a little trinket that might have been hanging from Bailey's hat. Like discolored, rusty, but you know what it is now.
Do I see any halos in there?
You don't see any halos in there.
That's what I thought. Oh, okay. I knew that I called it. I think...
Yeah, Zach said in chat, as I was describing that, they are going to be our buddies.
I had that feeling as soon as you described the pile, because... So Ledger's going to turn around, he's going to pick up his top hat and put it back on his head, and then he's going to talk, and his whistle has been wet by this who knows how old mold. This is there. It's the pile from the theater. It's our bodies. Halo's not here. He's not here anywhere.
Booker, that's not good. Gets out of the pile.
Where the hell is he?
He should not linger there.
Yeah, I'm moving away from the pile.
I think Ledger's going to turn and whip the empty bottle into the pink fog as hard as he can.
The bottle breaks. Actually, no, it probably doesn't because it's skin. So you probably just hear like a wet clunk.
Oh, so it's not fog? It's a solid wall?
No. It hits the ground eventually. The ground is all bodies too, by the way. It's just more solidified, less movable.
But there's a fog wall, right?
There is fog. It's not a wall. It's just fog. The footsteps, which you presume to be Halo's footsteps, are leading out into the fog. And actually, in that direction, after you throw your bottle, you hear a gunshot and then some yelling.
I think Ledger's going to look at the other two, and then he's going to start fucking running. Pull his gun out. If he still has it, he pulls his gun out.
Yes, you have your things.
All right. Thank God. Yeah, I'll follow.
Thank God.
I think as he runs, he's going to say... Halo's got the fucking knife. Don't let him touch you with it. Don't let anyone touch you with it.
You don't think Halo would...
You guys could take off running.
You follow the gunshots and footsteps through the pink mist. You trudge over the squishy ground. Ahead of you, another two gunshots sound off, this time creating a corona of light in the pink mist. The ground recedes here into a small slope, which leads into a trench of sorts, where the fleshy ground has been dug up and moved aside. And ahead of you, you see the source of the gunshots, a figure facing away from you, a rifle propped up on the edge of the trench, looking out into the mist. Well, I think for all of you now, it is somewhat confusing as the figure comes into light, as he is wearing an outfit eerily similar to Ledger's.
Is this what I looked like in the painting?
Nope. But it is what you look like as viewed from behind.
Shit. I think, so he's facing away from us?
Yes, he's like shooting, he shot into the mist away from you.
Okay, I think Ledger is going to have his gun not aimed at this guy, but very, very close. He doesn't want to sneak up on him. He's going to say, you with the rifle, turn around real easy now.
He kind of holds his rifle above his head. And kind of turns slowly. And while he is indeed wearing Ledger's clothing, his face is another matter. There is definitely a possibility of a Ledger here, but the features have melted. His eyes are nowhere to be seen. His nose has slid to the bottom of his chin, where it seems to be a mere jostle away from dropping off of him like a drop of water off a dripping icicle. His mouth, a gooey mess, calls out to you.
Who goes there? Bookie, is that you? I hear a voice.
Now, you look a hell of a lot like me, don't you? Where'd you get that rifle?
I brought it here. Who are you? Are you with them?
My name's Ledger Gray. I suspect you already know that.
Oh, no. Bookie! God damn it, Bookie, where are you?
He screams out into the mist.
I'm here, Booker yells out.
The man, he seems quite confused. And he seems to yell again. He says, Bookie, god damn it, I need you here. We've got visitors again. And after you start hearing some shuffling from the fog.
I think Ledger's going to hold his gun up, like aim it upwards in a sign of I am not going to shoot you. And then
he doesn't have eyes.
Oh, I guess. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have eyes. It's not clear what senses he actually has available to him right now.
Should we just disarm him?
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't want to touch him. The fucking goop man.
After a small wait, a form appears out of the pink fog. Even just looking at his silhouette, it's clear what's wrong here. He is far too wide. He has far too many arms. He has three legs with a fourth dragging behind him on a loose tendril of flesh. Ew. And as he comes into focus, and fixes you with a stare from his four eyes and two heads, you get a clearer picture of what's going on here. The more upright head is clearly Bailey's, though it's missing its hat. And jutting out of the Bailey head's neck is perhaps a less clear visage, but you can tell from the eyes and hair that it's Booker's. It's half-submerged in the neck of the Bailey head, like a turtle receding into the shell. The Bailey head, which seems to be the speaking one, greets you and says, "Oh, look, fresh ones. Did you bring the, weapon, or did you idiots forget too?"
"I think you're gonna need to start from the beginning. What in the Sam hell is this place?"
"This is the belly, buddy. You already knew that, though."
"People seem to make a lot of designs on what they believe I do or do not know lately, and I tire of it."
"Well, you know, I spent a long time with, Ledger over there. Not that he's much good company nowadays."
"Meh."
"How long have..."
"He seemed to know."
"How long have you been here?"
"I wish I could tell you, but I didn't bring a watch." And he taps his wrist.
Is the Booker aware, or is the Booker head just staring?
He seems very aware, but his mouth is in the neck, so it's not clear if he has aims to communicate.
"So sorry."
"Yeah, this is definitely a Booker amalgamation. I can tell."
No, this is a Bailey amalgamation. First of all,
it's kind of a Booker Bailey amalgamation. He called you Bookie, so that's
it's Booker inspired.
Booker and Bailey.
That's Ledger's name for me. I'm right. Bailey. Booker is just here.
You're pretty Booker forward, though.
I'm Bailey, and I'm talking.
How do I not know your Booker's brain is in Bailey's head?
That just doesn't make any sense. You're not being scientific.
"We had the weapon. It's gone. Halo stole it. Do you know who that is?"
"Halo?
The glowing like one with the lantern."
"No, that's new." "Oh, well, I mean, the, yes. We saw some freak running around here."
"What are they doing?"
"It's like kind of running across no man's land. It's kind of crazy."
"It has the weapon."
"Oh. Well, I should ask you, are you, what are your plans for the weapon and the whole friendly man situation? Like, what side do you fall on in that regard?"
"I am on no side but my own."
"Yeah, we haven't decided yet. So,
oh, fucking neutrals. You're the worst ones."
"Oh, really? What side are you on? Is that what you believe? Bailey?"
"Yeah. Guess what? When the artillery's flying, do you know what happens to people who aren't in either trench?"
"What?"
"They get blown up."
"Oh, okay.
All right, you're one of the stupid ones, aren't you?"
"No.
I can kind of tell."
"All right, whatever. Look, we gotta go
get
this weapon.
No man's land.
Is that an in-character question?"
"Yes."
Because no man should be in that land, Booker.
Okay, just
is that like a term in the common parlance in this world? Is there trench warfare? Do we know what that means? No man's land.
Yeah, like artillery is that's an interesting word to use.
Artillery
definitely exists. We
pretty new in the world. So, I mean, it's up to you. But, like, no, you know, you hear no man's land, it's pretty evocative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Artillery, in a lot of ways, existed before personal firearms did, just because that's kind of what cannons and field guns were. But, I mean, obviously, we don't use real-life technological advancement.
Yeah, in this world, actually, the AR-15 was invented before the flintlock rifle. So, let's not be
so
presumptuous
blessed.
Here. But there's only one AR-15, and you'll never
the
see it.
The implications on history are immeasurable.
Yeah, it's called world building. Look it up.
I think Ledger says, "So there's more of you, more of us, and some of them are trying to stop the friendly man from being killed."
"Yeah. Guess what side we're on?"
"You want to kill
friendly
yes.
man?
Yes. Oh. Yes. If we kill the fucking friendly man, this will all be over. We stop melting and all this bullshit. It's the whole point of the whole story. I mean, that's obvious, right? Like, everything kind of pushed us there. I can't believe people come down here and like, oh, we should stop the friendly man from getting killed. He's so nice. Fucking idiots."
"Yeah, I'm with him, you know."
"And the fact that a Bailey could turn coat like that, it's sickening. It's just sickening."
Well, so he didn't. Bailey didn't. I'm on.
Wouldn't other Baileys have?
There's more Baileys?
Buddy, you're standing on Baileys right now. Wake up.
Well, I only see one hat.
There's a lot of hats, buddy.
No, not, it's on top of my head.
They've just been digested.
I don't see any.
Listen, your ideological opponents, are they... They simply want to keep him alive because they think killing him is an immoral thing to do, and they will persist in this purgatory of flesh to uphold that ideal?
They do. It's quite embarrassing, really.
Crazy.
I mean, it's not a moral thing as much as they think. It's like killing the friendly man would bring an end to everything and unleash horrors beyond our reckoning, which I don't believe personally.
I think a lot of people would agree that the horrors in this place right here are beyond the reckoning of some, perhaps
exactly.
Most.
It's not nice. We don't like... look at Booker. He doesn't even get to talk. He's just a look. He hates it, trust me.
Does he look concerned, or is he just blank staring?
Can he move his eyebrows?
He can express. When Bailey says that, he shows a look of sadness on the top half of his face. Yeah, he's sad. And he doesn't even get to control the arms or the other bits, which sucks. He kind of got the short end of the stick there. Which, again, is why I am a Bailey and not a Booker.
Mm-hmm. This was in character.
Well, listen, I have no intention of persisting in this purgatory.
Great.
Regardless of the reasons, but the our only way out just marched off towards the other side's line.
That's awesome. So what's with this halo thing? Is it like your pet?
Do you know what a demon is? Yes, you know what a demon is.
Yeah, of course, I'm a scientist.
He's like one of those, but not really. No other ledger has ever mentioned him down here?
No, that's super weird. Ledgers, usually, they're not big into pets.
It was like a demon, but it was born from some kind of magical lamp that exploded, but it has expressed many traits atypical of demon kind.
Oh, like your lamp.
My lamp.
Yeah. Ledger, show him your lamp. And a ledger rustles around under his coat, and he produces a broken lamp. It's like, yeah, this blew up my group.
I think Ledger just stares for a moment, and I think he talks to his own ledger, and he's like, "Can you see her down here? Your death."
Oh, she's long gone.
Where?
Those things get digested first. I lost her before I lost my eyes.
I think Ledger's probably going to take off running. I think he's going to start... I think, no, maybe not. He's going to say, which way did it go?
Bookie points all four arms in the direction. He's like, that's the way you're going to go. Hey, just keep your head down. I haven't heard the artillery go off for a few, I want to say hours, which is good. But, you know, just be careful out there.
Is there any signal before it starts to drop? A siren or something?
There's a boom. Kind of a distant boom before the closer booms start.
All right, I think Ledger's just going to start fucking taking off. Is there any features in this no man's land, or is it just flat?
It is flat. There are craters. A lot of craters. There are, like, some bodies that look fresher than others. Some of them even have a Bailey hat. I hate to say it. Some of them do have the hat.
Not the hat. It's not the hat.
It's Bailey real. It's real.
Yeah.
It's all raw. It doesn't look the same.
Exactly.
It's not the real hat, so it doesn't count.
But as you walk off, Bailey, Bookie stops you and says, "Hey, you got a? You still going after a checker?
Yeah. Aren't you coming with us? We got the same plan,
buddy." Look at me.
Yeah, you're a freak. You got like 50 arms. You could help us.
Yeah, buddy, if I meet Checker Graham, you know what he's going to say? That guy looks like a freak. Get him out of here.
No.
It's just not good. No, trust me. You know, I've read his journals. He said some unkind things about people's physical appearances. I mean, he's a scientist, so it makes sense. But
that's true.
You know, I just don't want to go out there really. I'm kind of just, I just want it to be over. I just want it to be over. But hey, listen, you do me a big favor. I know you got some fresh fruit on you.
Yeah, I do.
I would just love to have a tangerine right now.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, though.
You know, the crazy thing is every baylet that comes down here, they're different. You know, sometimes they have different things. I see you have the coach gun. Great, great mm-hmm. stuff. But they always got fruit. They always got the fruit on them.
But they never give it to you.
Oh, no. They give it to me. It's just a matter of, do they give it to me with a smile or with a frown?
I produce the tangerine and I say, this is yours. I kind of hold it out to him. And if he goes for it, I kind of yank it back and I say, but you're not Bailey, right?
You're not doing this. Are you seriously doing this right now?
I mean, it's just a word. What do you care, right? You get your tangerine. Just say it.
I suppose from a certain point of view, I am Bookie more than I am Bailey.
Yeah, and then I take a second tangerine out. That gets you double. I throw it to him.
he grabs it with a frown. He starts mm-hmm. peeling it greedily with all his forearms.
How does Booker look?
You know, Booker, this is kind of crazy, but like as all the tangerines get peeled, a little piece of it gets pulled off by one of the arms and held up to like the kind of where your mouth should be. And a tiny little proboscis comes up and sticks into it and sucks all the juice out of it.
Ew. He's not helpless.
Yeah.
Bailey
he gets hungry.
He shakes his head and he just dumps out the rest of the tangerines on the floor. And he says, make sure you feed both of you, all right?
I'm not mean. All right, get out. You're going to have to catch up to your friend. He's still running.
Right.
Yeah, we're Booker, not Ledger mean. Is fucking we're not mean. Running.
You know, right, well, we're Bailey's. We're not mean, no matter what other people say. We're just realistic.
Exactly. I should probably catch up.
Yeah, as your runaway says, we're realistic.
We're realistic. I feel a lot better now.
Okay, take fresh fruits off your character sheet.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you think I'm just going to forget about that? I think I'm going to forget about the fresh fruit?
It's infinite, right?
Probably not even fresh anymore, really. They're probably just
no,
like,
he doesn't know that. Well, fresh
okay.
to him.
Okay. Yeah, fresh to him. Anything's fresh to him. Okay. You take off. You head off in this direction across the war-torn fleshscape, filled with ever-smoldering skeletal craters, abandoned trench lines, and heaps of body, which seem to... Some of them are like growing into a facsimile of a bunker out here. It's very strange. Like, you're not sure if someone assembled them this way or if they just grow naturally into this shape. You... Probably Ledger, you get here first. You're probably not too far from your companions. You eventually stumble upon a corpse that seems newer than the others inside a particularly large crater. This one is undoubtedly Booker Page, clutching a bolt-action rifle. He seems to have been shot in the thigh, which was hastily bandaged. However, the fatal blow is distinctly different, a black-purple puncture around his left eyeball where something terrible has been stabbed through. From the wound, a horrible entropic mist seems to seep out, and Ledger, even in her faded state, your death seems to wince at this, recognizing the work of void materials.
I think he just says, don't worry, baby, we're gonna get out of here. I think he's really out of breath, actually. Can he grab the rifle without, like, touching the mist?
Yeah.
I think he's gonna... It wouldn't be anything different than a D8 kill, probably, right?
A melted bolt rifle, D8 loud, unreliable, extreme range, piercing.
Nice.
Okay.
Your friends catch up to you at this point.
He points down.
There's a Booker body here.
Look. Look what killed him. That was the fucking shard. We gotta go.
Let's get moving.
Booker grimaces.
I don't know what has gotten into Halo's head. Something about the lamp he stole. Maybe none of this makes any sense. But all I know is that we need to get out. We need to get out. I need to get her out. No matter what. Let's keep moving.
I'm with you there.
Gunshots ring out as you come up out of the crater. A sudden panicked report, not in your direction. It is the sound of a close quarters battle. Lots of rapid fire. There is a distant hissing noise, and then a boom as something goes off in the distance.
I think we gotta tear our ass towards it.
Yeah, there's a few booms.
Artillery.
Yeah.
Closer boom.
Are you heading out?
Yeah, I think as soon as Ledger hears the sound of another fight, he assumes that it's somebody trying to kill Halo, and so he's going to do his best to get over there.
Okay, so I'm just going to have you... This is going to be a probably a delve.
Okay.
A delve. I could take an evade. Desolate Cursed.
Do we all have to make it?
All have to make it. Or you can... Yeah, I think you all have to make it.
Delve Desolate is my fucking money, you know? Any risk or anything else to be aware of?
It's risky.
Okay.
Failure from Booker. Success from failure from Bailey.
Critical failure.
Oh, we're gonna eat that artillery.
Major,
we're gonna eat a shell.
Yes. Oh, unfortunately,
that sucks.
You guys probably aren't familiar with trench warfare, but usually when the artillery goes off, you want to stay in the hole. Which, hey, I get it. You know, you haven't been in World Wars.
That doesn't make fine. The bomb could go in the hole.
Me unfamiliar with trench warfare. Come on,
yes, hit the deck. So yes, the distant booms go off, and then you get intimately familiar with the close up booms. And I'm going to deal 1d8. And I'm going to roll this separately because I'm into separate rolling. First one is for Booker.
Yay!
Oh my god.
Second one is for Bailey.
Ooh, yay!
Oh my god.
One and a two. And the third one, which is going to be doubled for you, Zach. Seven. 14.
Seven, I think.
14 stress. 14 blood stress to Ledger Gray. wow.
My stress won't go over 10. It literally will not.
One, two, 14.
Yeah, I mean, it
guess
doesn't...
after 12,
you're gonna have
it doesn't
to take
really
a fallout anyways.
Yeah.
So I think what happens is that this is like one shell that lands near you all. Everyone's going to have to make a fallout test if your armor hasn't negated all of the stress. So everyone make a fallout test, please, once you've updated your stress totals.
Oh, I took major fallout.
Major fallout. Minor fallout for Bailey. Yeah, no fallout for Booker Page. Minor blood, easy. Bailey, you are bleeding. At the end of each situation where you have this fallout, you're going to mark D4 blood stress, and I'm going to put this in the chat so you can put it on your character sheet.
Done.
Oh
my god. What if I used collateral to blow up Bailey?
Oh.
I'll do it to you. I'll do it to you, motherfucker.
No, that's why I would give it to Bailey instead of to Booker.
You could do that.
I will let you do that because that's funny.
I think at this point Ledger is so laser focused on trying to stop his death from being digested that he's gonna do anything.
You're evil.
I love it. Oh, okay, I don't know. I don't know if the bonds of brotherhood are strong enough that he would avoid pushing Bailey in front of the shell. I'm going to flip a coin.
On a one,
he's not going to do it. On a two, he is going to do it.
I blame the coin.
There you go.
That's a
flip
two.
By the coin, die by the coin. And now Bailey is about to die by the coin. So I take no stress.
What does this actually look like?
Well, we're running away from the shell, and it's about to go off. I think
it's whistling above you.
Yeah, it's whistling above you. I think... I don't know.
You have no way of knowing that pushing someone would help you, right?
I know.
So it's
got to
be something...
And the collateral ability is kind of vague.
Bullet time.
Forced. You have a knack for getting behind someone else when things kick off. Once per session, allocate stress to the nearest friendly target instead of marking it yourself.
Do you hit the deck and the shrapnel that your body would have absorbed goes into Bailey?
I think so.
What are you doing on the floor?
Hey, why are you laying down?
That's where the bomb's going.
Yeah, sure. I dig that. Okay, I'm just going to give so you're not bleeding anymore, Bailey. I'm going to
God.
You the bigger injury here. Which is that I'm going to give you broken leg.
Ow.
Because we love a broken leg on a battlefield. Mm-hmm. Your legs, your leg bones splinter and crack. Any action involving the leg, climbing, moving above a crawl, automatically fails. This fallout can be downgraded or upgraded from limping. So bomb goes off.
Ooh, sorry. I have to issue a correction here.
Sure.
Because he rolled a 2, he actually still only takes minor fallout.
Oh.
Yeah, each time your character takes stress, the GM will check for fallout to see if there's any kind of ongoing serious effect at play. The GM rolls a d12, I guess he did it though, compares the result to the current total stress. If the result is equal or lower, you suffer fallout. The level of fallout depends on the number rolled on the d12. 1 to 6 means it's automatically a minor, 7 to 12 means it's a major. With the GM, work out what happens based on the type of stress triggered the fallout. Usually that's the resistance type that has the most stress mark against it. So
Bailey is just bleeding.
Back to bleeding?
Back to you're just bleeding.
That was you meant to do that, huh? Why is that? That's actually pretty smart.
I honestly didn't. I was hoping you'd die because it'd be really funny.
You
know? No, I'm just kidding. But that also means that you don't clear all of your stress. You only clear
your blood stress,
which is still 14, gotcha. So a lot.
Yeah, so you're gonna just max out your blood stress as high as it'll go.
We really just
don't. I clear it.
You clear your blood stress. So, yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry.
We really just spit in the eye of fate on that one, huh?
You did. Good luck. Some soldiers are meant to come home.
So do I know that Ledger did that to me?
I don't think so.
I kind of just dived down.
Just because I can't imagine any way of intentionally throwing someone in front of an artillery shell.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't have done that on purpose.
So, like, narratively, our characters don't know what happened, in a way?
Ledger might have some kind of awareness of it. He got down and he didn't tell you to also get down.
I see.
But like, yeah.
He put his mask on first, though. Could you blame him for that, Bailey?
It's true. That's true.
The really bad part
go down either.
Is that I have no way to counter Booker doing this to me for the rest of the session.
Now you put the idea in his head.
Yeah, it all comes around, doesn't it? So yep. You keep going. There is a whooshing sound ahead of you as you make your way across the battlefield. And then a flare lights into the air off in the distance towards where you're heading. It is blooming into this corona of blue light, which blends with the pink fog, bathing the corpse field in this ethereal purple light. And under this light, the world seems to take on a different appearance. Shadows seem to become almost gaseous, diffusing towards the flare. Visibility seems starkly improved, giving you a clearer view of the trench lines and bunkers ahead of you. Muzzle flashes continue to strobe across those trench lines farther back, and it's not entirely clear what they're shooting at, but you have a pretty strong guess.
So we're, like, approaching the front lines of the trenches now?
Yes. And I think you probably see some figures that are farther afield, like just like running over the top of the trenches. Like the lines are active. They might see you at any moment.
Okay, I think that Ledger's going to run towards the nearest trench and try and slide down into it just to avoid sightlining himself and hopes that his companions will follow him.
Yeah, Bailey tumbles and falls and smacks his head inside the trench and bleeds all over the place.
Sure. You're about one more rush away from getting into the trenches, where hopefully it'll be less chaotic. I'm going to need something from you. Evade, sneak, delve.
From all of us again? To sneak into the trench line? Or to sneak around once we're in there?
I would also hear an argument for doing it as one, if that feels appropriate.
Sure, like I could like lead the group and take the consequences if I fuck it up.
You'd all get consequences, but yes.
Okay, sure, but I can still roll. Because I have Delve Desolate and I have Sneak Desolate, so I'm rolling...
I have Delve two. Evade and Sneak. I'm fine to just do it ourselves to see what happens.
Booker can evade, he has Evade and Desolate.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So it's...
I'm going to sneak, because that's kind of my approach. I'm trying not to be seen.
You know, I'll do Delve, so it's all different.
Is this risky as well?
Uh-oh.
Yes, this is risky.
Oh.
So that's a failure from... You would have failed anyways, Adam, yes. So it's okay.
I just take normal stress.
Booker succeeds. And then stress from our two boys. This is going to be only a D6. You're out of artillery range. This one is for Bailey. A 5? And this one is for... this is blood. For Ledger, a 3. Blood nice. As well. Fallout tests again. Por favor.
Beep. No fallout.
No fallout for Ledger Gray.
So oh, what do I do total with my new to be fallout? 5, but...
Bleeding?
Do something new with my fallout that I got before, the bleeding? Yeah.
No, you're just going to add the stress and then make another fallout test. Yeah. You can have multiple fallouts.
Yes. Okay, how bleeding so works is at the end of each scene, you get D4 stress, and Colin will tell you when that is.
Okay, so I'm just going to do a fallout test.
3 versus 11, take minor fallout. Let me look up at upgrading fallouts.
Super mega hyper omega fallout.
Hemorrhaging.
You have to combine 2 of a certain level.
Blood
of
fountain.
Okay. Blood fountain.
Check it out, guys.
You run across this battlefield. Bullets going all around you, and you finally all manage to make it into a trench. And Bailey, you kind of, as you go down into the trench, something inside of you feel a tear. I'm going to be upgrading your bleeding to arterial wound. The bleeding is a lot worse than you thought it was. You're now going to be taking D6 stress at the end of every situation.
Fuck. So do I do that now, since this was a situation, or no?
The situation's over, not over yet. I'll tell you when it is.
Okay. Ow.
To be fair, I don't act the how they define situation in the book is very.
Is that a major or a minor?
That is a major. So okay. Just replace bleeding because I combined it with the minor.
Gotcha.
Replace bleeding with arterial wound.
Arterial
major
wound.
Blood, which can be combined with another major blood to kill you.
Epic.
Or I think it's any major, really. Okay. You are in the trench line. Right beneath you are the bodies of 2 Baileys. Each has been cut deeply by a void weapon of some sort. A number of other corpses lay ahead of you, leading towards the bunker complex. Just ahead of you, knelt over one of these bodies, is what appears to be a Ledger of some sort, with a rudimentary medic art band tied around his arm. He seems to be mostly unmelted and is performing a desperate CPR on a cut-up Booker beneath him and saying, "Just hold in there, son. We're gonna get you out of this."
Hey, you, me.
Oh, shit. He falls back. Don't shoot. I'm a medic.
Where did the demon go? I don't give a shit about anyone in this trench.
That was no demon.
What do you think it was then?
I do not have the vocabulary for that, sir.
Where did it go?
Points behind him. The trail of bodies leading inward. Went in there. It didn't hit me. It wouldn't kill me.
Doesn't seem to have the same compunction about the others. You still got your death, boy?
My death is long gone, buddy.
I still got mine, and I intend to keep it that way.
I think he turns around and looks and sees Bailey bleeding really badly, and is like, "Could you spare a bandage for Bailey here? He looks like he's cut up pretty bad."
The medic, who's seems to be unarmed, kind of approaches Bailey and like looks at him. I think it's like in your gut somewhere.
Yeah,
and he looks at it and says, I don't know how to tell you this, friend, but that there's a lethal wound.
Oh, great.
I ain't a surgeon. I'm a medic. I don't got no bandage that's going to heal that.
Can't just give me one for a placebo effect?
Sure. He pulls out some filthy gauze and hands it to you.
Bailey tears off a piece and then eats it.
What did he mean by this?
Do your work, bandage.
A meta question. Could I use make do on Bailey's wound?
What does make do say?
It says, gain the mend skill once per session. You can immediately fix something that's broken, but it only works once. After that, it's destroyed beyond repair.
I don't know if that's a great idea, to be honest.
Like, we have it in our back pocket.
You repair his heart, but it's going to explode in 20 minutes.
I mean, if you need a little more time to check her, Bailey, I got you.
Say something that's broken.
His tummy's broken.
Can't Bailey heal himself? Doesn't Bailey have a magical fixing ability?
I have Mark of the Weaver. Yeah, fix something or something in a matter of seconds, even if it would usually take hours of careful work once per session. But that's a minor mend skill. I don't know if I can
use mending that. In system, mending is mostly about
fixing, kind of.
Fixing. You can heal stress with mending. You have to go to a haunt to do any fallout. I would say, if you want to use Mark of the Weaver here and roll it, I would say I'll let you skip a situation of bleeding as you'd make like a make do sew up, just like staunching it.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you roll me a mend?
A mend? What's the second part?
Mend, I guess.
Desolate?
What is this? I mean, I guess you're in desolate. Desolate cursed.
Mend desolate.
Standard. Hey,
success. Nice.
You managed to, using the filthy gauze, the part of it you hadn't eaten. Why did you eat it?
Because there's a tear in my tummy, and for the placebo effect, I imagine I was eating the bandage, so it would go down there and fix it.
Sealed up from the inside. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. He's a doctor, all right?
Yeah, you're a scientist, so I understand.
He's a PhD candidate.
You managed to sew up very quickly using your magic ability to stop the bleeding. It's clear these stitches will not hold, but it's going to buy you some time, and that's all you need right now.
I think while he's doing that, Ledger is going to look at the medic ledger and be like, what happens when you try to enter the gray in this place?
It's not here. It's just not here. This isn't a place. It's an unplace. It's the end. It's the cork in the hole.
I think Ledger's just going to take off after. I don't think he's going to say anything else. I think he's just going to leave again, running. He's probably like out of breath. I imagine he lost his top hat sometime around when the artillery explosion went off.
And
without his hat.
This is how you know we're in the end.
No
game.
Man at all.
And his trench coat is like full of like shrapnel tears. And he just takes off running. He's caught his breath slightly, and now he's running again. Still holding that bolt action rifle.
Yeah. Finally crafted. You, the ledger calls after the three of you. I presume you all go forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He continues his CPR on the booker, although it doesn't seem good for him. He calls after you and says, it's not worth killing him. It's only going to make things worse.
I think Ledger will stop and turn around and be like, what do you think could be worse than this?
I can see the strings all around you, friend. You're just marching on the path that's been set in front of you.
If you could have saved her, would you have done it?
Of course. But that just wasn't an option for me. It was either choose her or choose the world, and I chose the world.
Ledger is now going to leave.
You leave. I assume you all follow, unless you have something you'd like to do.
We follow.
We follow.
You follow. You follow a continued trail of bodies down into the bunker complex, a pseudo-building hewn out of corpses. You go down at least 60 feet into the ground on stairs made of polished bone until you reach a larger room, a mess hall of sorts. Here, too, a cluster of newer bodies have been cut apart by a void weapon, though here the bodies seem to surround a table at the center of the room, and on that table is a page of a script. And even from this distance, you know what they look like by now. Off-white, stark black text, typeset by a machine that you probably haven't seen.
I think I'll look at it. Although, yeah, Ledger will go up just in case there's anything useful on there. He picks it up and looks at it.
Here's what it says. Halo had not fallen unconscious unlike the others. Some force had intervened, drawing the light out of him to cushion his fall. As he stepped gingerly off the corpse mound, he saw his companions in a new light. He saw Booker's willful naivety, his hunt for freedom without recognizing the bliss that servitude bought him. He saw Bailey's Ouroborean hunt for a truth that would either be a circle or a spiral. And he saw Ledger Gray, a man looking for a doorway after he had fallen through a spillway in the floor of an afterlife long out of reach. And Halo had at one time felt grateful to Ledger. But that had now faded. Ledger saw himself as a mentor, as a protector. He saw Halo as naive when it was in fact the reverse. Halo existed as all of the forces of realities asked, while the other three, they lived in a state of rejection, paradox, and misery. And Halo now knew that it was not that they needed to adapt to this world, but rather that the world was sick, and that he had a small but important role in cutting out the rot which so ailed them all. He reached into Booker's pack and withdrew the void glass knife, hidden within it. Halo looked inside of its windowed surface, and through it he saw the path forward. He did not question his new state of mind, did not think to interrogate its origin. It felt natural to him, as if he'd always felt it and had only been momentarily playing along as to get to this point. Everything he had done, no matter how contradictory it may be, seemed rational. His search for his origin, his desire to steal the lamp, the call of Mother, they were merely trappings of a character which no longer served its purpose. He cast off the costume, and with all of it, its attachments. He would cut his way to the center of this place. He would find the friendly man, and slice him open, and he wouldn't let him speak a single treacherous word. Not that it would have stopped Halo in his new clarity. His former companions would follow after him, but they would arrive just in time to see him gut the smiling vessel and put its teeth to their ordained purpose. They'd have no reason to be surprised. After all, they had already read what was going to happen. And as for Halo, he had no more purpose, and so with this final act, he'd exit stage right.
I think Ledger's gonna drop it in case anyone else wants to grab it, and he'll shake his head and say to himself, "If that's true, why didn't he kill the other Ledger? It doesn't make any damn sense. It can't be true."
Booker picks it up.
Yeah, I look over too.
Yeah, it says that. I've put it in your journals as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should get moving.
I don't understand. We came here to kill the friendly man. Why would he... We have to go right now. If there is any possibility for us to alter these things as they have been written, we have to try.
Let's do it.
I think Ledger's not gonna run, because I think he thinks he doesn't have to run. Because I think he thinks it doesn't make any difference. He's gonna speed walk. He's got the rifle in his hands.
Okay. How do you all feel about the page? You two. Booker and Bailey.
I assume the goal was to kill the friendly man at this point. So
that was what we agreed to do.
Yes. Yeah. That is what you agreed to do.
Bailey kind of feels like it's mission accomplished. Feels like a weight has been lifted off his shoulders. He's like, oh, this is actually going the right way. This is how things should actually be going. Halo's doing his part. This is good.
Booker doesn't pay much mind to it. He thinks it's another trick of the place and wants to see what's actually at the end.
Yeah, I think he's worried if Halo's going to hurt them. And that's why he's a little nervous.
Sure. The bodies lead onward. And then suddenly you are in a vast circular room. The walls, floor, and ceiling are a different kind of flesh. Supple, red and alive, a gummy wet mess that depresses and pulses as you step into it, and hanging from the walls and ceiling are innumerable, glimmering void glass daggers, identical to the very one that Booker was bestowed by Parkellion. The words of warning given to you vaguely echo in the back of your head. You try not to look at any of these infinite darkened teeth, but it's as if when you try to look away, your head turns the wrong direction. Your eyes refuse to listen to your mind. How do you try to resist this?
We're trying not to look at the walls?
Yeah. Unless you really want to. I mean, you can elect to fail this if you would like to.
Booker evade looking at the walls.
Parries.
I think
I mean you can choose your I could see a discern, I could see an endure. This is cursed 100%.
I think he is going to Ledger is going to just try to endure it. He's going to try and he feels like he's very set in his purpose. I think maybe his confidence has been shaken a little bit, but he still thinks he's going to try and save his death from being digested. So I think he's going to try and just through an act of sheer will stop himself from looking at it and force himself to look straight ahead.
Bailey?
I'm going to try and discern it. See what's going on.
You're
going
to look, you're going to try to overcome it with knowledge.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That's very Bailey. Booker, what's your method?
If he can't just evade his eyes, then he'll...
I mean, I'd have to hear a pitch on how you use evade. I mean, I'm open to it. I just need a good sell.
I can't think of anything in the moment, so...
Okay, if you can't, if you can't sell it, then you don't get it.
Pupils.
Let's endure.
Okay, endure cursed. This is dangerous.
Dangerous. Oh, boy. Oh, let's go.
Ooh, nice.
Smooth sailing for Booker today.
Damn, yeah, that's wicked. Wow, failure again, man. Oh, was that risky?
It was dangerous, so you would have failed even worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, no, it would have actually been the same, because it would have taken away the 10 and the 5, and I would have got the other 5.
Yep. Nice, wow.
Jesus.
A success.
No so beating Booker, the power of the brain.
Booker and Bailey got a success with pretty hard odds, and Ledger, I got a failure. So I will tell Booker, first of all, you look away. You just do not look, bro. Straight up, you just look at the ground, and you're fine. You're fine. You noticed something else, but we'll get back to that. Bailey, you kind of, you don't look away. You look into it, and maybe you just have your scientific training, where you see the rest of what's about to happen here. And I'll just put it in like more sterile words than what I'm going to give Ledger, which is that everything's about to end. This is the end for Bailey, the Bailey that you are, essentially. You see the future, and the future does not have much left in it. Maybe a minute, maybe two at most. It's unavoidable. Like, it's scientifically, it's like, you know, it's like falling down a hole and then expecting you'll survive with no reason to think you'll survive. And whether you tie that back to the fall you just survived or not, maybe that's why you escaped this with only some minor mind stress, where you say, I just fell down a hole. I did not die when I fell, even though every force should have killed me. And Ledger, you are dazzled entirely by the sheer amount of these terrible windowed blades. You look away from one, and you look into another, and each one shows you the same thing. It shows you everything that lies ahead. It is an infinite array of moments, every action of every cell of your body, every sound from now until the end, from the tensing of your muscles to the grinding of your teeth, to the rushing ethereal sound of an endless maw snapping shut, and you become trapped in spiraling microcosms. You are made smaller than the smallest iota of reality, and you feel yourself slip through the cracks, falling, 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 falling deeper, and then looking up and seeing it all. And all that you see is very little. It seems that your entire reality, everything that you've experienced, will come to an end in no more than a minute, and there's nothing at all you can do about it. And you also know that right now, something really bad should happen to you. You should come away from this with a fallout, with pain. But for some reason, nothing happens, because there'd be no point. Because this is the end, and something is sparing you that injustice. Booker and Bailey, you look away, and in front of you, you see the friendly man. You see Halo, his back turned, another dazzling black and purple blade in his hand that somehow you had missed until just now. The friendly man is backed up against the far wall, hands outstretched, but not pleading, just frozen, as Halo takes rapid, jerky steps towards him, as if animated by strings pulling him into action. Ledger, you cannot act. Booker and Bailey, what do you do?
I mean, this is the objective, right?
Yeah, Bailey is going to lower his gun, cross his arms, and let Halo do what he needs to do.
Same with Booker.
Colin, can I ask you something?
Yes.
I failed, and normally I would be suffering for that, but I'm not.
Yes.
Say theoretically I did, is there any way that I can project this consequence with Awaiting Cathedral? Is there any way that I can use that to mitigate it, or is that beyond the bounds of what is possible now?
Awaiting Cathedral is the move you got from the box that lets you project stress onto the cathedral town. Should you desire it, yes?
Yes, but I didn't really get
stress.
Okay. No, hey, you want to act? I'll let you act. Roll 2d10, keep the highest one.
Okay.
Oh boy. You're about to fuck up a town.
I got a 6, which I think is...
Yes, you put 6... Somewhere in the cathedral town, in the back of Bailey's mind, someone screams.
Ow.
Let me... I don't actually have a tracker for this. Let me do this. I'll put it in chat. You feel that you can move, Ledger.
I think that having seen or at least captured a portion of the crushing inevitability of all this, Ledger kind of instinctively tries to lash out against it, even though he knows that it can't do anything. He knows that it can't work. But he's going to do it anyways, and I think he's going to try and... I think he's going to drop the rifle, and I think he's going to try and draw his revolver, and then if enough of his death remains to use any of his abilities, he's going to try and use probably Invidious Spectre to, like, power his gun and shoot, not Halo, but try and shoot the thing out of his hand. Try and shoot the void knife.
Okay.
And he's not even really sure why he's doing it. Some remaining rational part of his mind knows that what he has seen as completely inevitable, he can't stop it, but he has to try to stop it. And this is the only thing he can think of.
Kill. Kill cursed. Kill cursed dangerous.
Okay. Kill cursed dangerous. He's going to take...
But here's what I'm going to tell you. Roll d6s instead of d10s.
Okay, does he still roll with mastery?
Yes, everything else applies.
Okay, cool. So he takes one mind stress. Beep. So he... Oh, wait. What happens if you roll a 6? Is that still failure or is that success at a cost?
I'll show you. Okay. So you're going to roll 3d6? You're going to... I mean, was it 46 or 3d6?
It's 46 because he has mastery as well.
All right, 46, and then you're going to drop 2 because it's dangerous.
Yes. Okay. He got a 3.
So you drop the higher 2, so it's a 3.
Yep.
Which is a failure.
Fuck.
It would have been a partial success on a 4.
Damn it.
Something is wrong. Something is really wrong, and... Perhaps unsurprisingly, in order to aim at the knife, you have to look at it again. And even the action of pulling the gun up and shooting it, it feels like you're doing it based on different rules. And maybe that's what is so off about it. It's like suddenly your body's a different body, or like the gun is heavier than it should be, or your arm is too strong. It's like...
This is powered by the apocalypse rules! Or Blades of the Dark rules!
Oh, you're a smart cookie, aren't you? Hey, look at you.
Oh no, and I fucked it up too, god damn it.
You shoot. The bullet goes through the blade, swallowed by it. You don't know where that bullet is now. Somewhere else. Halo plunges the blade into the friendly man's gut, ignoring you, cutting him from top to bottom. The friendly man grabs manically at his chest, pulling the wound open, revealing what has always laid within. Rows and rows of teeth, beyond any hope of counting, an infinite gnashing maw of insatiable and unknowable hunger. It widens and widens and widens, spreading across your field of vision, warping reality itself as it spreads itself beyond the bounds of your primitive dimensions. You can hear the tension of this old, primordial, ravenous mouth. You can feel the seconds before it snaps shut, and it is at this time that Halo turns to you, and in his hand is a silken ribbon that had once been wrapped around the friendly god's neck, the object you require for some of your missions. He holds it, his hands outstretched, not even an offering, just fulfilling his role. Who takes it?
Booker's running for it.
Not Ledger. Ledger, I think, falls to his knees.
You take it.
Nice.
Halo says nothing to you at all. But when you look at him, you know that he is no longer there. He has been seized by some other force. the machinations of some distant structure, and he is simply gone. And with the ribbon in your hands, and with that final realization, the jaws snap shut, and you are plunged once again into red-black darkness, into a thrumming heartbeat, and into the gentle murmur of a train's engine. And that's the end for now.